This is episode number 612 featuring DanceTeacherWeb.com, team building exercises to unify your dancers. It's May 5th, 2022, and we have a Teacher Tip Thursday here for you. Whether we're a leader that's meeting up weekly to teach students, or a choreographer perhaps that's unifying a whole bunch of dancers together who might not have ever met before, I think we can all agree that if we're all unified on set or in class or on the stage, the experience and the dance goes so much smoother. Today's tips from Dance Teacher Web teaches us how to set up that environment that we're striving for. So without further ado, let's dance on into our blog written by Jessica Rizzo Stafford. Anytime you are dealing with children and adolescents who spend an enormous amount of time together, you are bound to hit rough patches, cliques, disagreements, and gossip. It's inevitable. What our dancers must remember is that they are a team. They are an ensemble who should be supporting, relying on, and lifting up one another, not pitting against each other or making the dance studio a place full of stress and anxiety. It should be their haven and joy. With so many personalities and growing pains occurring, compounded with this re-entering of socialization post-COVID, it may take a minute to get everyone back into the swing of things and to gel cohesively. While our training is important, so is a student's well-being, mental health, and feeling of belonging. Taking time to insert team-building events into your curriculum is a way to rally the troops and bring everyone together. Below are three of my go-to team building exercises that I love doing with my dancers and are also a lot of fun. I've seen great results come from them, and while it may take more than once to create the loving, inclusive vibe you want from your studio, making this habit and a studio cultural norm will reinforce the mission of teamwork and camaraderie. Number one, pair students up with unlikely partners. Have them write, stream consciousness, the things they admire about the other person. Have each dancer share with the class. 2. Friendship bracelets. Bring in red string and affirmation charms. You can find them in large bundles on places like Amazon. Pair older company dancers with younger dancers or apprentices. Have each of them choose a word or image on the charm which reminds them of the other person. Have them tie the bracelet onto their partner's wrist as they explain why they chose it for them. 3. Choreography share. Start class with a yoga stretch, improv, or guided meditation-based lesson. Progress class into pairing students up with unlikely partners. Have them write out their partner's names and associate a word with each one of the letters in their name. Use these words as a prompt to build a solo for their partner. Each dancer can then present and share the work as a gift to each other. 4. Community service. Nothing joins people together more than doing things for others. Think of this as a gratitude exercise and a way to have all your dancers come together for a common purpose. How can they donate their time together? Can they put together a clothing drive? Bake sale for an organization of their choosing, performance for a nursing home or a children's hospital, start a toy drive, create a fundraiser for the studio or for team uniforms. Any of these will nudge them into having to work together and take the spotlight off of them for a minute and onto the project that is truly important. Good luck. See you in the dance studio, Jess. Thanks so much to Dance Teacher Web for giving us permission to share their short, sweet, and inspiring blog. To learn more about the author, Jessica Rizzo Stafford, or Dance Teacher Web, make sure you check out our show notes below. DTW has an awesome Dance Teacher Expo happening this summer, live in person in Vegas. So if you love today's tip and you'd like to spend a little bit more time around like-minded individuals like yourself, then definitely check out our show notes below. For our Teacher Tip Thursday challenge today, I challenge us to take Jessica's advice and find ways how we can bond within our studios, within the rehearsal room, or on the stages. I know a lot of times on jobs, we're really, really limited on time, but most times we have a lunch break. And if we're the choreographer or leader, coming in with already a set plan or a quick little question that we could ask to get to know a little bit more about our staff or about our employees in that quick little 30-minute break can not only unify the dancers, but can also help us get to know a little bit more about them and create a little bit more trust and openness in the room. Something as simple as where you're from originally, or if we're all from the same area, asking maybe something that's a little bit more fluffier and fun, whatever that question may be for you. That said, that is our short and sweet tip for the day. I hope you enjoyed, and as always, happy dancing. Thanks for listening today, and tune back in tomorrow for more short and sweet dance tips. If you're looking for a deeper dive, check out the bonus episodes released the first of every month where I interview those in our field who keep our industry moving and grooving. If you're looking for a little extra direction with dancing towards your dance dreams, head to our website where you can find your free goals planner or daily challenge tracker. If you like or don't like what you're hearing, please dance those fingers across your keyboard and give DTD a rating or review so we know how to best serve you. Until tomorrow, happy dancing.